This is Ted Kennedy. Republicans shot themselves in the foot on crime. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, it's hard to tell what makes the mind of Republicans tick. For years, you've been attacking Democrats on crime. But when an anti-crime bill finally starts moving in Congress, it's Republicans who lay down on the tracks and try to stop it. You did it last November, Al. You and every other Republican except one joined a filibuster and kept it from passing. It was the toughest, most far-reaching anti-crime bill in years, with 52 new death penalties, strict controls on habeas corpus, and long overdue federal aid for local police. It's all let's pretend, isn't it, Al? You didn't want a real anti-crime bill because the National Rifle Association didn't want one. You scuttled a tough law and order bill because it also contained a waiting period before handguns are sold. Shame on you, Al. The NRA won that round, but the country lost.
Come now, Ted. You not only shot yourself in the foot, you shot off your mouth on this gun legislation, so let's tell it like it really is. President Bush called on the Congress to pass a crime bill way back in March. He challenged us all, saying that if we could win a major war in 100 hours, then Congress could pass a crime bill in 100 days. Not only did 100 days go whizzing by, the Democrats in Congress let over 200 days fly by. Then in the final hours of the session, a Democrat-controlled conference committee on crime cobbled together a very bad bill just to cover their fannies for months of inaction and infighting. Ted, I wonder what the American people really would say if they knew the details of how you tried to pass this major legislation without giving Republicans a chance to even read it. That's never the way to legislate, and you darn well know it. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on doctors who go to medical school with the promise to serve isolated areas and then don't. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.